A few parakim ago, we learned about what one can do in case of a fire on Shabbos, and we learned that one is only allowed to save a maximum of 3 meals worth from his house, but no more, in case in his rush to save as much as he can, he might come to put out the fire. On a similar note, this Mishnah tells us that Chovis Shanishbra, a barrel of wine which breaks, and the wine starts dropping out, Matzin Himen on Zain Shalish Seudais, one is allowed to save from that wine enough for 3 meals. Since he needs to have 3 meals on Shabbos and he has wine with all of them, he's allowed to save the amount of wine which he would have in 3 meals. However, he is not allowed to save any more than that in case in his rush to save all of it, he might forget and mistakenly try and fix the barrel, which of course is forbidden on Shabbos. And just like we saw in the perek which discussed the fire, he can say to other people, once he's collected his 3 meals worth of wine, instead of making it all go to waste, he can tell others, come and save the wine for you, take wine for yourselves, and as we learned over there, when it comes to Motzei Shabbos, they should really give it back to him, because that is the decent thing to do. As long as he does not use a sponge to soak up the wine, he can collect the wine with utensils, can scoop it out with bowls, for example, but to place a sponge in the wine for it to absorb the wine, and then to take the sponge to a container so that all the wine drops out of the sponge, that is forbidden because it's very likely that he might come to actually squeeze the sponge out instead of just leaving it there for all the wine to drop out of the sponge. Continues the Mishnah, in Sochtin and Sapirus, one is not allowed to squeeze out fruit for their juices. This is considered a toldah of Mephoric, separating something from something else. So here you're squeezing the fruit lehotzimehen mashkin to take out and separate the juices from the fruit. And the Gemara explains that this is forbidden mid'oraisa only when it comes to grapes and olives, because only these two fruit are designated primarily for squeezing. Grapes are generally squeezed into wine, and olives are generally squeezed into oil. And so this is the regular use of those fruit, and therefore it's forbidden. Mijabonon, it's forbidden to squeeze even other fruit. Now what happens if v'im yotsumi atzmon? If the juices of these fruit came out by themselves, without you squeezing them. So as the Gemara explains, when it comes to grapes and olives, everybody agrees that it's forbidden to benefit from those juices, from the wine or from the oil. It's forbidden to benefit from them until Shabbos goes out. Because if you take that oil or that wine and start drinking it, we're afraid that you'll come to squeeze the rest of the olives and grapes there, which would be forbidden mid'oraisa. On the other hand, when it comes to fruit which are never really squeezed, so if some juice comes out of it by itself, then you are allowed to benefit from it on Shabbos, because we're not concerned that you're going to end up squeezing the fruit or the rest of the fruit which are there, because you never really squeeze that fruit anyway. The debate in our Mishnah concerns fruits such as pomegranates or berries, which are sometimes squeezed for their juices. But the Mishnah says if that juice came out by itself, then asurin, according to the Tanakhama, is forbidden, because since occasionally those things are squeezed, we are afraid that you might come to squeeze the rest of the fruit. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, im lo oichlin, if it's set aside for eating, so if you originally had the intention to eat those pomegranates, so even if some juice drips out of them, you set them aside to eat, so we're not concerned that you're going to squeeze out the rest of the pomegranates. And therefore, yitzmehen mutter, the juice which comes out of it is permitted to benefit from on Shabbos. It's only v'im lamashkin, it's only if you designated the pomegranates for squeezing out their juices already. So then we're concerned that you'll come to squeeze out the rest, then therefore hayetzimehen osur, the juice which comes out of them by itself, is forbidden midyabonon. Alright, ends off the Mishnah, chalis devash, honeycombs, shariskom erev Shabbos, which one crushed before Shabbos came in. He sort of did one big crush of the entire honeycomb, and as a result, on Shabbos, v'yotzimi atzmon, the honey came out of the honeycomb by itself because it was crushed before. Says Mishnah Asur, and it's still forbidden to benefit from that honey on Shabbos, even though you didn't actually squeeze it on Shabbos, because we're concerned that you might come to crush it a bit more to speed up the process of the honey coming out of the honeycomb. On the other hand, Rabbi Elazar Mater, Rabbi Elazar permits one to benefit from that honey, because since in general one doesn't crush it more than that original one crush, we're not concerned that you'll come to crush it more on Shabbos, and therefore you can benefit from that honey even on that Shabbos.